By now, I'm hoping that you have heard our diocesan definition for stewardship at least once from me and at least once from Father Dean in these weeks. Stewardship is the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares these gifts in love of God and neighbor. Bishop wants all of our priests and our seminarians to commit it to memory. He'd probably be delighted if all of our school children, all of our employees, and in fact, all of you sitting here this morning could say with me that stewardship is the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares those gifts in love of God and neighbor. So if I were to pick a gospel to really hit home that notion of sharing out of love what I have received, I thought perhaps the gospel of the loaves and fishes would be great. A child who shares from the 5 loaves and 2 fish, that is more than enough to feed. Or maybe the gospel of the woman putting her 2 cents into the treasury, which was all she had, but was so much. Or perhaps even the gospel of the men who cut the hole in the roof of the house, sharing their ability to walk with the paralyzed man who couldn't, that they set through the roof. Yet, what gospel does the Lord give us this Sunday as we approach the end of our stewardship renewal? 5 virgins who choose not to share their oil. 5 virgins who say, I don't have enough to share with you. Go get your own. Seriously, God? But Jesus himself said those words. And Jesus himself picked out this gospel for us this morning. So do they say something to us about our call to share? Of course they do. The key difference is that in the parable, there's not enough oil. If I give some away, my lamp will no longer burn. But one of the beautiful things about our gifts from God is that he gives us plenty to share. If I come 30 minutes early to be an usher, or 1 hour a week to pray in the Adoration Chapel, or 1 morning to do crosswalk duty at school, I still have oil left in my lamp. In fact, I might even find myself with more time than I started with. Or I'll never forget the young lady who told me she got her first job out of college. And her dad said to her, don't forget to give 10% to the Lord. And she said, Dad, if I do that, I won't have enough to pay my bills. So she waited until the end of the month to see what she had left. And she said, Dad, there's just never enough. And he said, that's because you're doing it backwards. Give to the Lord first. So she decided, okay, I'll try this, just to make Dad happy. And the lamp never ran out of oil. Got close, made her nervous, had to change a few priorities, but always enough. So maybe it's good that Jesus picks the gospel instead of me. I knew that I was called to share my gifts, but he knew the internal attitude I needed to do it with love.